From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studio, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, June 7th. More taxes for the Bahamas. The Bahamian government is planning to increase the departure tax for cruise passengers and implement two new levels of taxes to raise its annual revenues. And it could happen as early as next month. The proposed changes to the Passenger Tax Amendment Bill 2023 seek to almost triple the country's annual revenue from cruise ship visitors to around $145 million annually. The current $18 per passenger departure tax increases to $23 for ships leaving from Nassau and Freeport. That's a 27% rise. For those departing from a private island without calling to another port, that $18 will increase by 38% to $25. It's a lot to digest there. And a new bipartisan bill introduced by the U.S. Congress seeks to amend an old law, the Death on the High Seas Act, otherwise known as DOHSA, that currently allows proposed legal actions only for wrongful death suits relating to airline passengers who died in international waters. However, that's about to change to the cruise lines if this bill is passed. The Hammers Law bill advocates extending provisions to include wrongful death actions against cruise ships, their operators, and owners, holding cruise lines responsible for passengers who die on board, essentially. The move was influenced by a tragic event that occurred in 2016, where Dr. Larry's and Christy Hammer were killed on a Peruvian riverboat vacation. And Carnival Corporation and the China State Shipbuilding Company's the Adora Magic City cruise ship was floated out without issue on June 6th at the Shanghai Shipbuilding Company. The ship, which weighs 135,500 gross registered tons and carries 5,246 passengers, is currently being outfitted now and will go through sea trials next. The ship will be handed over at the end of 2023. Inaugural cruises on the Adora Magic City are being coined the Maritime Silk Road Voyages, and they're designed to explore Asia. And cruise line stocks were up on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 4% to 12.77. Royal Caribbean up 3.6%, 90.72. And Norwegian up 3.5%, 16.75. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Sumulan Island, right off the coast of Cebu, here in the Philippines, swim with the whale sharks this morning. And I gotta tell you, those things are massive and you feel this big, as you can see by the footage here, when you're swimming next to them. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style. All for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.